listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. The 0.5% rate increase is being passed on in full by the big four banks. Westpac has now joined the Commonwealth, NAB and ANZ on the back of the Reserve Bank's decision to hike rates for the third time since May to curb inflation. A notorious pedophile has pleaded not guilty to breaching his supervision order and he's been granted bail by a Perth court. Bradley Pendragon was arrested last month after being found with images just 2 days after leaving prison under strict conditions. His lawyer says those images were innocuous and the 62-year-old will be back in court in October. The Prime Minister has toured flood-affected areas of New South Wales, announcing extra assistance payments for impacted residents. Dozens of evacuation orders are still in place, with the focus now turning to the Hunter and Mid-North Coast. Anthony Albanese says the threat isn't over yet.
This is still remains a dangerous situation and we need to respond appropriately.
COVID case numbers are continuing to climb in WA following the detection of 6,296 new infections. Our hospitals are treating 226 patients with the illness. 8 of them are in intensive care. Well, global recognition continues for Optus Stadium. It's been named Venue of the Year at the Stadium Business Awards in Manchester. It's won the accolade ahead of venues in the US, Germany and Senegal. In sport, Fremantle skipper Nat Pfeiffer shrugged off a finger issue after clutching his left hand at training this morning. He's on track to play on Saturday night against St Kilda at Marvel Stadium. Matt Taberner has also trained freely and is a chance to play against the Saints. And Gold Coast Suns coach Stuart Dew has re-signed with the club for another 2 years. He'll be there until the end of 2024.
It's been amazing, the journey so far. We know good times are ahead, so the job is not done. We'll get to work.
Listener.